Well, tonight, George Floyd's family and lead civil rights attorney Ben Crump are pushing for lawmakers to back the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act of 2021, a piece of legislation the White House wanted passed before the one-year anniversary of Floyd's death tomorrow. That is a goal, though, that will not be met. Before they sit down with the president tomorrow, Mr. Crump and George Floyd's relatives talked one-on-one exclusively with News Nation's Felicia Bolton about the year they have faced and now what lies ahead.
We've seen in the past where there have been recordings of other unarmed black men being shot and killed by officers, and still there was no charges. Did you think the video would be the key thing to get Chauvin guilty?
I did think that the video would be, because there was something different about this video. Was something different about, you know, the number of onlookers.
Mama!
Get up! We're getting
Mama,
the car right!
I can't!
In his final moments, he was calling out to his mom. What was going through your mind when you saw that video for the first time?
I mean, I was thinking that she was coming to get him. You know, we were so close. And she had passed away almost 2 years before he did.
The only good thing to come out of it is that people were awakened by it, and it sparked a movement.
There is another side who feel like what happened was okay. How do you respond to that?
I don't. I don't have a response for that. I think my energy is well served on the side of making sure that we move the needle forward.
And that brings us to the bill in honor of George Floyd. Tell me a little bit about it and how you both believe it will make a difference.
When you have this law that's in place that makes them say, okay, if you don't, this is what we can do to you, that, you know, you can't hide behind qualified immunity anymore.
Unintentional second-degree murder while committing a felony. Find the defendant guilty.
When that little 9-year-old girl testified and said, at first the man asked him nicely if he would take his knee off his neck, I came to the conclusion, if those jurors have children, then they're going to convict Derek Chauvin, because you can't send this message to your children that it's okay.
Since George Floyd has died and the trial has taken place, there have been similar instances of officers shooting unarmed black people. How does that make you feel?
Sadly, it tells us that we still have work to do. When I was a little boy growing up in North Carolina, my uncle, when he came home to visit from college with some of his college friends, I guess the local police wanted to remind him that he was still an N-word, and they assaulted and battered him in front of my family. We did feel powerless, but we feel powerless no more.
And we will continue to mark the day a year ago that George Floyd died with more coverage here on News Nation tomorrow as well.